This is No Banks Fanix, episode 62 for Friday, April 10, 2009. Brought to you by UnchartedWind.com. Hello everyone, Lisa J here, back again with another episode of No Pink Spandex. So with this episode, we decided that we're going to be covering two episodes of RPM, being Handshake and Ranger Green. So it's double the fun, doubly long. It's a long episode, but you'll love it. I think you will love it. But there are two things I have to mention. Number one, I just finished appearing on another podcast called This Week in Geek, and they had a special Power Rangers episode. So, you know, for my normal Ranger people, it might be a little bit on the like Power Rangers one-on-one kind of thing, but there's some little tidbits in there that you would like to hear because, you know, I had a little some stuff to share. But I just appeared in that show. And it'll be out this coming Monday. So hopefully you'll be able to check me out on thisweekingeek.net. Thisweekingeek.net is the site where you can go and check out my upcoming appearance. So that's great. And the second thing I want to mention is our first voicemail. Yes. You know that we have a voicemail, and you can leave voicemail anytime you want to. Anytime. So let me give you the number right now. 206-338-2598 is our voicemail. Leave us messages about what you think about the show, what you think about RPM, what you think about anything about Power Rangers. Leave us voicemail. So our first voicemail... Well, it's not our first voicemail. It's our first voicemail coming back from a long hiatus from last year. But our first voicemail in a very long time is a good friend, Eric Berry. And I'm just gonna let him lead into the episode discussion, all right? So stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe.
Hey, Lisa, Katie, and Jer. This is Eric Berry, a.k.a. Trekkie B47 of Ranger Board. Just wanted to give you guys a shout-out and say good job on the episodes, and great Odin's beard! Later.
So, yeah, we're gonna... Yeah, two episodes. Yeah, that's what we'll talk about. That's it. Okay, so what y'all think? Go. Speak.
Good start.
Speaky.
Let's see. The first thing that happened in Handshake was Dylan made a hair joke about Scott. That was hot.
Yeah, that was hot.
And technically, I remember saying this, that it might have been an episode about Scott and Dylan. And the first scene, they were trying to, you know, outdo each other. So it was a little Scott and Dylan-ish. So yeah, I was like...
They're really having a measuring contest right there.
Yes. Yes.
And you know
I can,
the bad
I can
guy
go
always
longer
wins.
Than you. It's like I'm longer wins, than you. Though. I know. What is? I mean, just because you made a machine does not mean you can outlast the black man. No.
And then there was some good foreshadowing there though, because they kept cutting to the picture of the flames coming out of the car.
Yeah, that's true.
There.
True.
It was good. Notice those little things.
Very, very, very true. And then stuff happened, and then we
cut to the Nozbot. Great name, I know, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Nozbot.
I know.
At least Tenaya 7 made fun of it, which is good, because yes. Go on, there's some pretty crappy monster designs.
Yeah, I know. I liked a little bit about, you know, she was all like, it looks like a, you know, Windex cleaner, blah, 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 what have you. But then, what was that one? What was that, a Generation 9 or something? What was it?
I don't remember.
Correct.
You don't remember and you don't want to have notes?
Yeah.
I know, it was Generation 9, you're right on.
So, yeah, Generation 9, and then Vengix is all like, well, I'm going to have to, you know, make the old stuff obsolete, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, really? You're gonna want to take out Tenaya when she's the best thing that you know, she made, I guess, one mistake or whatever, and then the rest of these two fools don't just sit down and don't do anything, really?
Well, yeah, but he's a robot. He's all about doing, you know, success and failure, cut and dry, black and white.
Are you looking for fan fiction but tired of the same old thing? Want something more? Visit UnchartedWind.com for a truly original experience set in a world a few degrees off norm. UnchartedWind.com. They put the fiction back in fan fiction. Hi, kids.
Oh, you're here. Oh, you decided to join us. Okay.
Leave me alone. Mom called.
Is she okay?
No, she's fine. She's fine. She discovered this like cable channel that's on online now and
fine porn.
Yes, because the Trinity Broadcasting Network, which is a 24-hour Christian network, is all about the porn.
You don't think they make porn with like nuns getting all sexy?
Oh Jesus!
Okay, Jesus. Not that. But we just found out that it's like it's online 24 hours a day, and so now she's all happy. And you don't hear in the background, right?
They make like leather nun outfits.
Okay, what? We're not talking about your side job.
Very
okay,
kinky.
We're talking about Handshake. Not the greatest segue, but not the greatest segue because
I'll segue it. I'll segue it.
Oh, no.
Ziggy got his leather jacket in this episode.
Yes, he did.
Aha! Eat it.
I'd rather not. So, he did. He looked official.
Yes.
He looked official.
It looks like he's going to get crushed under the weight of that thing. The jacket.
He's
a small man.
I mean, he really is. He's tiny. He's like...
Yeah.
He's ungodly tiny. I hate him.
He can't pull off leather. He can't.
Yeah, he's more of a purple cheetah-looking outfit kind of guy.
Okay.
It wasn't cheetah. It was a zebra. It was like a zebra. Didn't he have like a purple zebra vest or something?
I don't remember.
Or something? Or some pants? I don't know. Look it up, kids.
You're confusing him with the Joker.
You what?
I think you're confusing him with the Joker. He had the purple vest.
Okay. Well... Rewind the tape, kids. He had them purple at some point, and there were zebra stripes somewhere. But maybe they didn't mesh together. Maybe not. But okay. It happened. So, okay, where were we again? Talking about the...
Ziggy and his vest? Or yeah. His...
No. I was saying, like... Oh, yeah, before I was saying...
Tenaya.
Tenaya, how Venjix, why would you want to take out Tenaya, who, you know, would be the most valuable, and when she only messed up once, when you got the other two fools just, you know, milling around.
She messed up once, but that was the only thing she ever had to do. So she has a 0% record right now.
But what did them other two had to do? They've been there forever, and...
I don't know, maybe they were successful, considering the fact that he controls the entire world. Because we didn't see it on screen doesn't mean they didn't do something.
Okay, you know what? Chad is a werewolf then.
I know he is. I saw it.
Oh my goodness, Chad is a freaking werewolf.
Just saying, if they've been around for a while and he's pretty successful, maybe he can't write it. Can't write it
but
all.
Then like she's like all fighting for her life, like, hey, when you're gonna
take
me out.
She has self-preservation.
Yeah.
She's all human-ish, kind of.
Ish. Humanish, something like that.
You know, you guys know she's going to be the Silver Ranger. Come on.
No, she's not.
You don't think so?
It's an Asian.
We already got spoilers about who's going to be.
Asian oh, twins. Really?
Asian twins.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
That's
Asian
right.
Twins activate.
That's right.
So, but...
Only Asians that aren't in prison.
Handshake. So, Handshake... Basically, they're really trying to, you know, raise a quota for Asians that are actually free in the city. So... I don't know what happened after she tried to defend herself. What happened? I completely forgot everything. This sucks.
She beat them up. She beat up the robots, and then he shot one of the other generals.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because one of the generals is like, I thought you said you were going to get rid of one of us. And he, and then Venge is like, okay, zap.
Bam.
Die. Or not the other one... die, because he was still talking with his, you know, head somewhere else. He's like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And some stuff happened, and then she detached her hand and stuff. Come on.
No, before that, Dylan has to do his training.
Yes.
She keeps on his train.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
He has to be able to use his little shield thingy.
And he has to have like space in it.
Yes, and that's when the fridge cannon comes into play.
Fridge cannon.
That was like so something out of Bugs Bunny, I swear.
Hells yeah. You don't have the fridge cannon.
You know, I almost wanted Flynn to just have a voiceover right there, you know, with Frigerator Cannon! It's just right there. Because he has his Turbo Cannon! So I wanted Frigerator Cannon!
Frigerator. She's been watching too much,
Keep doing the accent. Do it more.
Phineas and Ferb.
Do it more.
Phineas who and a hoot and a what?
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, I don't watch that.
What is that?
That's the, something on Disney XD, one of the new cartoons.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that channel.
I don't even know if I have that channel or not.
You probably don't.
I think I don't know.
Maybe you do, because, I mean, we used to have, like, every channel ever, and now, like, we, like...
Well, it was Toon Disney before.
Yeah, so if you still have Toon Disney, quote-unquote, or if you had Toon Disney, then you would have Disney XD.
Then yep. I should have it.
Yes.
So. I'll look for it while we're talking.
But, I mean, seriously, that was hilarious. And then he gets shot, you know, clear across the room and doesn't die. And that's great. It was good times.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they get the call in the city. Woo-woo. People are attacking. Da-da-da.
And they bust out their giant blue Hummer, because that's always energy efficient.
Of course it is. Okay.
And dude, Flynn... Dylan's tires.
And you got to see Scott's dad again.
Yes.
He was there.
It was in this episode, really?
Yeah, he came on the screen and said, "Rangers, go do something."
I thought it was in the latest episode.
He might have been in both, because I know he was in Handshake.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's in my notes.
Okay. All right. I won't dispute the notes. Okay. Okay. But no, I mean, okay, see, you're finally happy. You should be happy now that they actually drove to the problem. Okay.
Yes, I was exceptionally happy that they drove to their problem.
So.
See, that's all I asked for. That was it. That's all I wanted. I don't ask for much.
But yeah. But,
yeah, and then, God, I'm trying to figure out what the hell my notes even mean.
Well, there was some more, like, Dylan-Scott back and forth. They were all, like, gay for each other. They were like, ah! You know, it was really, like, oh, look at what my car could do. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
It's because Flynn took the tires off of Dylan's car that he had to ride with Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, because he was changing his tires.
Yes.
Or, quote-unquote, changing his tires. So.
Dude, Flynn is stealing it. You know it.
Because he's a gangster. What?
Yes.
Gangster.
Yes.
I told you. Ever since I saw the Switchblade. I was like, gangster.
Did you notice based on what Scott's dad said, that was another little way how they broke into the city was because they said they came in through an intake that was very small that a person couldn't fit in through. So that must have been her using her hand, but we didn't actually see it.
Oh, that is true. That is true. No, but no. She, her hand, nah, that wasn't it.
They said nobody could fit in through it, and they didn't know how they broke in. She must have used her hand there. We didn't see it. And then later she uses her hand again, puts it underneath the car.
Interesting.
That's me putting two and two together.
Interesting. Because her task was to find some way to get into the city.
Yes.
And then, you know, the guy was all like, well, you know, really small place, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how they got in.
That's right.
Okay.
Crazy hand thing.
Crazy hand thing.
Is the channel DXD? Disney XD?
Yeah.
TV. If you're a skater, a gamer, or a multifaceted player, Disney XD is for you.
Yep. I know. I hate it now.
Why?
No Power Rangers.
Who the hell watches Jet Jackson?
Okay, whoa. Do not start on this again. Do not diss Jet Jackson, or else you will get smacked. The end. End of story.
I'd rather watch Jackie Chan Adventures. That was a good cartoon.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Don't diss Jet Jackson.
Never mind.
The famous Jet Jackson. Don't diss it, all right?
Ooh, Pinky in the Brain.
Okay, yeah, some good stuff on it. I'm just saying, yeah, I don't get the channel anymore, but, you know. But yeah, back to Handshake. And but yeah, no, I mean, like, the cool, clever parts, you know, kind of fast forward a little bit. The cool, clever parts were everything up until she put the hand, like, the hand actually got into the garage and was, like, messing with stuff or what have you. And then she locked in the Rangers. That was the cool part. Then we get into the wacky hijinks of, where's the hand now? Oh, no.
Come on, that was cool. It was fun.
It was cool for, like, a while.
Yeah, but it's
And
it's,
then and then with the titanium, what is that pool table made out of where the
I know! Oh my god!
That might have different settings.
It might have different settings.
Or it's just like a pulse wave and it's not just a big explosion wave. It's possible.
I thought you meant that the pool table had different settings. I'm like, table regular has different settings for pool, stripper setting.
The laser welder was more powerful than Flynn's cannon.
That was the thing. The friggin' laser torch made this massive Kalish pole.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I was like, what?
How the hell does a normal person hold that to weld something?
That was retarded.
The other problem was that Tanaya said, "Oh, you had your shield up for 5 seconds." She had no way of knowing.
Exactly. Unless there is some crazy twist, some M-Night Shyamalama Ding Dong twist that we don't know about. But that's retarded. How does she know?
Hey, you know what was cool about that comedy sequence? Everybody started beating up Scott with pool.
That was funny, though. That was funny. I had to admit.
Deserving.
That was hilarious. He was like, no, stop, wait, no. And then they kept going.
And then Dylan almost got killed with the car flames.
Like I said, there was like little cool moments, but I was like, okay, this is going a little bit too long. It was like, okay. And everything on its own were cool moments. It's just those cool moments lasted too long. Like, what is his name? Ziggy. When he was, you know, in the suit. And, you know, I always love Ziggy in the suit because Wacky doesn't know how to do anything. It's great. It's fabulous. But it's just like, okay, really whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
It worked for me. It just seemed like typical Power Rangers comedy that's actually funny to me. Not where they go, they're pulling teeth trying to force you to laugh at something. It generally worked for me.
Yeah.
It worked for me.
Yeah, I'm just...
And you didn't mention Flynn's crazy line yet.
Oh, great Odin's beard or something.
For the love of Odin's beard.
Actually, we got a voicemail from not Eric, Filipino Eric. Eric, damn it. Maybe, you know him as Barry, quote unquote. Does that ring a bell?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's, well, I'll play it at the beginning of the show. You know, because that'll set up. But yeah, but he was really like, he had to quote it. He was like, what was it again? What was the quote again?
For the love of Odin's beard.
For the love of Odin's beard. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, yay. Flynn said something.
And then they busted out the fridge cannon.
Yep. That, yeah.
Fridge cannon.
There it is.
Fridge cannon. That was cool. So, but what else happened in this episode that wasn't, you know, besides the wacky hijinks?
Oh, you didn't talk about Ziggy's crazy fighting.
Oh, no, with the Zord? Is that when they introduced the Zord?
When they morphed and he was trying to kick barrels and stupid crap.
That was funny.
Oh, Ziggy.
That was funny.
In your ways.
But no, was Handshake where they introduced the Zord, though?
It's where they introduced the two Zords, but they didn't, like, combine or anything.
Right. No, I mean, okay. Oh, yeah, because, like, what's his face? The little quip with Dylan and Dr. K. Dylan was like, "Well, yeah, if it has a wheel, then I can, you know, then I could drive it or something or whatever." And
yeah,
then,
steering wheel or something like that.
Yeah. And then I could drive it. And then
They did a good job of covering up the Go On Your footage because the little whatchamacallit, shark, whatever you want to consider it was, how he always like moves around a lot because he's talking. They just use that as Ziggy can't control the Zord because he's a retard.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, like, well,
there you go.
And then the general asked if he was going to make the monster grow before the Rangers defeat it.
That was funny. That was funny. And then he gets shot down. He's like, what?
Good time.
That was good time. That was good time. That was good time. So, but yeah, what was the ending? I forgot the ending.
The ending, Dr. K revealed herself.
Yes. Yeah.
Her and her crazy foot.
Leave her what? Crazy foot alone.
Look at
what
her
crazy foot.
Hold on, I'll find a picture.
Oh no. Well, I'm not on.
Get on AIM.
I can't.
Why it's... not?
Because I'm not on my computer.
Yeah, but, okay, you can get on.
Is your computer the only computer in the world?
I know, right? AIM? Like, no, go to Meebo.com and then you can sign into AIM there.
Hold on, I'll send it to you in a PM then. If you're gonna be a douche.
It's not hard. I'm on Meebo. Meebo.com.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Not you, fool. Her.
That's a crazy word you made up.
No, it's a way for you to use AIM without having to install a AIM client. So.
Hey, go to the episode discussion thread.
All right.
Go to page 13 and go to the very last post.
Fabulous.
It's a clip from the most recent episode instead of
Hansen. Whoa!
Look at that thing.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's crazy foot thing. I noticed that.
Is that a fake foot or whatever?
It's not a fake foot. Gosh, it's a little. You know, people could. It is possible to stand like that. It is possible.
It looks painful.
But to people who are either double jointed or
freaks,
double jointed, it is possible. It is not hard. Oh, and if you were a dancer, you know, you're very flexible.
She doesn't look like a dancer.
Say what?
She doesn't look like a dancer.
Well, she's tiny.
Oh my!
So.
And she's about as white as I am. Oh my God.
Anyway, we meet Dr. K, and that's the end of that episode.
Yeah. And she's like, what? He's expecting me to be taller. And then it's like, boom, boom. I'm like, okay, I'm so tired of the boom, boom at the end.
Yeah, the boom, boom is definitely a little over the top.
Especially when we talk about the next episode, I'm just like,
really? You can only do that when you have a dramatic scene that leads up to it.
Exactly.
Not when you're just randomly effing talking to Dr. K.
Ba-bom!
And you're Ziggy.
Seriously, it's like, so, you know, I was, you know, going down the stairs, getting at the door, you know, I turned the corner and I, you know, I bought a little, you know, a little something to eat. Ba-bom! Like,
yes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hey, Gia, I mean, you know, how was WrestleMania? It was cool. It was good. It was good times. You watched it. It was great.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Actually, I enjoyed all the matches.
Got you there.
Ah,
like that's how it is. Okay, let's rate this episode because I don't remember anything else. Let's rate this one.
I gotta say I think I'm gonna be in the minority here, but I actually like this one better than Ranger Green. I think. I know. I always love the Power Rangers when they mix the comedy just right for me with more serious stuff. Which is why I love Ninja Storm so much, because I always thought they got the comedy in there just right. And that's what I thought this one did, is they gave me the funny, they gave me the fridge cannon, but then they were serious when they needed to be. I gave this one a 5, just like the last episode.
Wow.
2 5s in a row.
Wow.
Everything clicked for me.
Wow. I'm going to give this one a 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm gonna really go with my gut, because every time I say, okay, well, this is really good, that 4, I'm gonna go with my gut, because I know that it could do better. I know it could do better. And then with Ranger Green, it did. But, yeah, I had to give it a 3, because I had to watch this, like, a good 3 times to be like, okay, there's something that I'm missing where I'm not totally like, hey, this is great, you know? So it was good. It wasn't great for me. I was like, okay. And it's not because of the comedy. Like, I laughed, like, when they're doing all their wacky hijinks. I mean, it was cool. I laughed, but I mean, I was just like, okay, it was all right. It was cool.
Next. I give it a 4. Not quite a 5, because I didn't think it was perfect. But yeah, like you said, there was a few things missing, but the comedy, I think, was pretty good all the way through. And, you know, I don't know, it felt a little rushed. It really did.
It did?
Ooh, yes. That's what I'm saying about the next episode.
It did? How? How did it feel rushed?
I don't know. It just... I don't know. I expected more after the whole hijink stuff, more with the fighting. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, no, what I do like to, I would like to say is that I'm glad that they were in suit in a different, like, venue. It wasn't just your, like, rock quarry or, like, downtown or whatever. It was, like, in the garage. So that part I did like, you know, just, you know. So, but I don't know. I don't know if it was rushed.
I dug the fact that they actually just chilled out for once. And weren't, you know, running around the entire episode. They actually were in their little home.
Well, they had nowhere to go.
Flynn was making himself a Captain Smoothie.
Oh, my goodness. Brought it all back. With the little, the little pink umbrella. Ugh.
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, this is what... Okay, you know what? I'll mention it now. I don't understand... Why people, I mean, we'll get up to Ranger Green, right? And people have been saying, oh, well, there's so much focus on Ziggy and Dylan, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. I get that. People are like, well, you know, I'm not really too sure about how RPM's really going because they haven't really focused on the primary colors yet. And I'm just like, wait a minute. Wait, hold up. Like, number one, they're taking their time to set, I mean, first of all, with the premiere, they set up, you know, different kind of characteristics with the primary color people. I mean, they did. And not like they were just like blank canvases and they were just like, okay, well, you put you in a suit and fight. I mean, like they actually did get them a little character so that it's like, oh, okay, you might see something from them in the future. So when you're given that and then they take their time to develop all these other new people because you never really get to develop other new people who aren't red. And then people still complain, like, oh, okay, wow, how come RPM's done this? When you know, like, you know 90% of the board or online people know what the upcoming episode titles are. You know.
Yes.
They know. Yeah. So why are you complaining about it when you know what's coming? Like, you just know.
People can't deal with the fact that because they're conditioned to think that, okay, they introduced the Rangers. That means episode 3 has to be an episode about the Red Ranger not knowing if he's a good Ranger or not. And they're not getting that.
Basically.
They don't know how to deal with something different.
I know.
And I'm at the point where I think RPM has given itself enough leeway that I can wait because I feel like they're actually going to...
Thank you.
...do stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Knowing that the next episode's about the Red Ranger and then we get 2 about the yellow.
Seriously. 2.
And is Ranger Blue right after that or close?
Yes.
Okay. And then there's like a Dr. K.
And then there's a Dr. K! Freaking... You never...
This series is kind of going backwards in the fact that first they really do a good job of developing the extra Rangers, and then they develop the friggin' mentor. I mean, because right now, after Ranger Green, Dr. K's more developed than the primary color Rangers.
Right.
I know more about her.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I think it's nice that they're just doing something different. Yeah, I mean, I understand I'm annoyed that because Scott's kind of a D-bag, and... They haven't actually shown why he's a D-bag, but I'm sure they're going to.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop him from being annoying. He's still annoying.
Yeah.
So I understand that part at least, but...
Yeah, no, but people were mainly complaining about, oh, well, they're not getting enough focus. That's what I don't like about RPM yet. I'm like, you know what's coming! It's episode 6! That would just... I mean, it's episode 6!
Like, and, like, Flynn's very, very likable, so I have no problem with the fact that... He's the last one on the list to get development, you know?
Because he's immediately likable. Like, seriously, I don't know anybody who doesn't like Flynn. And if they don't like Flynn, they're on crack.
I'm pretty sure everybody's favorite character is either Flynn or Ziggy.
Right. And I think the complaint with Summer recently is that she really... what I've been hearing about, like, what she's just kind of there or whatever, which I don't totally agree with. But, like, normally when you have one chick on the team, it's usually she's kind of like the voice of reason kind of person, you know, kind of like to ground everybody, to ground all the
Dino Thunder.
Kira Dino Thunder and reason. Ninja Storm, that happened.
Yes, yes. Okay?
When you had SPD, you had like the two, you know, totally opposite chicks. You had Mystic Force, they were sisters, but they were two totally opposite chicks again. And then with Operation Overdrive, you had the really brainy chick, and then you had the really rough, rugged, I'm a guy chick, you know? So, you know, when you had that one girl, she has to be kind of like this moral base kind of thing, you know, which I'm surprised that people really don't notice right now. It's like, come on, it's kind of like, you know, it is kind of a trend, and then she's going to get her focus episodes. Like, you know the episode titles. Why are you complaining about it? Like, I don't understand. So, yeah.
And she's got not cool thinking.
She's got a cool motorcycle, too, so F everybody that doesn't like her.
You know? So, that was my little rant a little bit, because people keep complaining about stuff that is going to happen. Like, I couldn't understand, like, if this was Mystic Force, and all you saw was episode after episode, Nick. Little Madison, Nick. You know, I can understand, but you know the you know what's coming, so chill. Like, really, relax. Yeah.
Okay, one more question I had. What does everybody think about the fact that the monsters don't talk?
Did it talk in the handshake?
One monster out of all the monsters we've had so far, one barely talked, and that was it.
Mm.
I think it was the one when Dylan got his powers in that episode.
Okay.
I don't remember, but the one in Ranger Green, oh my god, the beatbox,
No, it was a magnet. It was a magnet.
No, I know, but his voice sounded like a beatbox.
He didn't have a voice.
Yeah.
He's more mind. Like grunts, I think she's saying.
Okay. I thought she was just hearing more voices in her head.
You're just an idiot.
Shut up.
Did it sound like Zordon?
Yes, it did! Benjamin sounds like Zordon if you really think about it.
I'm thinking hard.
I'm thinking harder. What do I think about you know, it depends. Like, if the monster is doing major damage, like the one in Ranger Green, which I guess we'll talk about right now, if the monster is doing major damage, I don't mind. If the monster, like, because, like, you don't, it doesn't have to talk. It just blows stuff up. It just does what it has to do. But if it's, like, one of those kind of, like, wacky kind of monsters, and it just feels like it's kind of useless, you know what I'm saying? If it doesn't have, like, a character on its own.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, was it the Windex one that didn't talk? The Windex one didn't talk, right?
No, it didn't.
And it kind of seemed pointless too, because you hardly saw it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, okay, you look like Windex, and you didn't really do much. Right. You know, unlike the magnet one that like really did some damage, and it didn't have to talk. And I'm like, okay, you're believable. You blow stuff up. Whatever. That's cool. There's no problem. So.
Okay. See, for me, I think it's good. It really works in a season where they're robots and not just monsters, because the whole thing, like I said, is that. Then just is all black and white, get the job done. So unless you're a really important robot that communicates with him all the time, he doesn't have a reason to let you speak.
Mm, right.
What do the monsters really do besides threaten the Rangers?
Right.
Not much.
Especially like when some of them have like talk way too much. It's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this to you.
Yeah, they just make lame jokes and do threats. So right. What's the point of having them talk?
Exactly.
It fits with Vengeance's motif. Now, in a regular season where they're, like, all friggin' normal crazy space aliens or whatever you want to call them, yeah, I guess they should talk, but I think it works with this season. It makes them seem a little more threatening, too.
Yeah.
Because they're not cracking some lame joke about beating the Rangers.
Yeah. I mean, and 99% of the time, the monsters are my least favorite part. I mean, unless you got a really great voice, like, I still... Devastation. I still remember in my head. Cause,
Marinate with Fear?
Yes. Awesome. I mean, not awesome like he's so great, but I mean, you know, it's just like, it's like really quotable monsters or whatever. Unless it's like that, then I just skip forward. I mean,
you forgot the best monster of all time, the pumpkin rapper. That was hot.
The pumpkin rapper. Oh my god. Dude,
no, the Plinko machine. Come on.
Well, I hate you, Katie. Really?
There you go. Good times.
hate so much.
Good time.
Rocky just wants to have fun.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's funny though. I just, before I got on here, I was, you know, watching some of the Power Morphicon stuff, and I got up to the part where you asked Rocky. I mean, Steve.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Like, is it true that Rocky just wants to have fun? Is it true?
That's right.
So like, it's like a big uproar or whatever. It's so. Yeah. So, but I mean, that was funny. Katie, die.
Too bad. Too bad.
Gosh. But no, so yeah, Ranger Green.
Yes.
Ranger Green started out with his training, did it?
Started out with Ziggy picking up the Beetleborg weapon.
Yeah, I didn't watch Beetleborg, so anytime people make references, I'm like, over my head.
It's the big gun, because like the blue one, you know, was the leader. He like had some crazy power for him, and he got this big red gun.
And I don't remember.
It's that gun. And one of the Beetleborgs used it in Forever Red, too.
Oh, continuity.
Yeah.
So,
I looked at that, I'm like, oh my god, that looks familiar, because it was the same gun, except they just painted it gray, and they put that little disc thing on the end.
Oh. Pretty much.
I was looking at the whole episode, I'm like, that looks so damn familiar. And then finally someone said what it was, but...
Yeah, I never watched Beetleborgs. I was just like, okay, now this is a little bit too cheesy for me, so...
Oh, come on.
A little bit. So, I'm sorry, the blue guy? No. No.
And then Ziggy's all like, I thought you were a dude.
Yeah, that was funny. It was like, seriously. I mean, because no, I'd be like, yo, I thought you were... No, really. Where are your man parts? What's going on? What's going on? Seriously. But yeah, no. When does he gets trained? He was. I mean, right after that, he's training, right? Is he?
Well, first she explains his suit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She does her little explanation about how his magic power is basically the same power all the original Rangers had.
Yeah, which is. I mean, okay. When was the last time that all the Rangers, or even one of them, teleported?
Space.
They didn't space. Really teleport in space as much as they got shot out on their gliders.
Well,
did they teleport?
Really? I think
I
so.
They were on their gliders.
Well, it looked like teleporting at one point.
Because anytime they had to, you know, fight stuff, they had to go through the tubes, and then, you know, they didn't actually teleport from the space.
Well, what they did is they would show a picture of the mega ship, and then they just show five little colored balls shooting out of one of the ports.
I don't know, but it for sure Turbo.
Turbo, yeah.
Well,
I think
yeah,
Turbo
sure.
Was last in the port. I'm trying to think of anything else. Lost Galaxy, they use those stupid little go kart flying things, whatever those were.
Like I care.
And they always use the big SUV and.
Yeah.
And then Time Flyers, what did they do?
Yeah, they just, I mean, they were in a clock tower and then they just ran everywhere, didn't they?
I think in Time Flyers they'd know how to teleport.
I don't know. I don't think so. I never saw them teleport.
So, I think
as advanced as their technology is, but they must suck. Because they didn't know, they didn't do it either. And how did they even get down from the Animarium?
Yeah, seriously.
They jumped.
It was a big jump.
That is some free fall, that's for sure. But no, yeah, I mean, like, I just never understood how come they never brought back teleportation. Like, is it, I mean, especially in the seasons that are in the future, you know? Like, I mean, especially with SPD. SPD, I'm like, okay, teleportation. Dude, you're like SPD, Space Patrol Delta. You don't have teleportation?
Because they gotta pimp the bike toys.
Yeah, basically, I think that's... You know, yeah, that's what it really is. It's just that, okay.
Around that time is when we started getting the semi. Big old semi.
But the thing about it is, well, because, yeah, back in Mighty Morphin, they did have bikes, but they introduced them way later.
Well, no, they had the rad bug.
Okay, yeah, that, I don't think that was a toy.
Well,
you see a little 4-year-old be like, I'm playing with the red
they
book.
They actually had bikes in Jew Ranger, and they even released the toys in America, but they never used them on the show.
Oh,
they,
yeah!
They accidentally
that.
Showed them in the background once or twice just because of the Sentai footage, but they never actually used them, no.
Yeah, and they had side cars.
Yeah, the red had his own, and then blue and black had their bikes with sidecars for yellow and pink.
Yeah, I think I had one of those toys. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we solved our own question. They don't have teleportation because they just want to pimp out more toys. Earlier, sooner, really. You know, because they can't wait till like season 2 to like pimp out some bikes or whatever. So, but yeah, I mean, so what was I saying? I forgot. I forgot my train of thought.
You're talking about teleportation.
Teleportation. Really, with Ziggy. So I'm glad that at least they brought it back.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Even if only one ranger gets it, yes.
Even though, really, you're that tired, Katie? Really?
Yes.
Really.
Okay.
It's
West,
a long day.
Don't have no. You know, you don't get to complain.
Basically.
Until you move to the East Coast.
Basically.
Then you can complain.
Oh my God.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Shall we roll?
Uh huh.
East Coast.
Yeah, that's right.
So teleportation, and then he messes up, as usual. And he teleports. No, wait, okay. This is what it is. Okay, when he tests out his thing for the first time, he's wearing his helmet and he's like in his boxes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
We see the boots somewhere else, you know, yes. Whatever. So how is he like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did it. You didn't move, you douche.
I think you just answered your own question. He's a douche. Stupid.
Understand, like, yeah, you're a little special. You're a little bit special. But, yeah, I didn't need to see Ziggy in the boxes, though. That's something. That's a little too. I mean, the boy needs clothes. He doesn't need to take off the clothes. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Saying.
And then, and then Dr. K told him that she didn't like him, and that was cool.
Do you know that the two of them are still gonna get together at, later? Come on.
Ew.
Ew. I don't want to be skinny pasty.
With skinny pasty. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. It's not cool.
I foresee it. I don't know why.
No, but no, that was cool. I mean, like, she was a little bit less of a douche this time around. I mean, she was still like, okay, well, yeah, I don't like you. And no,
sure,
I don't...
She has zero social skills.
Yeah, I mean, but she before...
Does not get out.
Before, it was just like... She was really douchey, but now she toned it down for this episode. So I was like, okay, all right. I see the charm.
Yes.
You know? So, what else happens after
and
this?
And then Ziggy talked to Flynn. He's like, you thought she was a dude too, right? Ziggy and Flynn always have these little moments that I think are hilarious.
Basically.
Those two work very well together. They need more Ziggy Flynn.
Ziggy Flynn, yes.
Ziggy Flynn is cooler than Ziggy Dillon.
Ziggy Flynn is awesome. We just get Flynn talking some more. It'll be great.
And then the monster
sweet,
attack.
Another molasses.
And then...
Sorry. I had to put it in there.
And then the monster attacked, and I saw some Asians that weren't in jail.
You're an idiot.
They were actually out in the real world.
No, actually, there was one Asian that she was near the mailbox, so she's probably sending a letter to one of her peoples in the prison. Yes. It was a touching moment until, you know, she got knocked out by a mailbox. That's just
What's
wrong.
Nice to see some Asians that are in prison. Once in a while.
Oh, goodness. And then what happens? Come on.
Ziggy tried to teleport and he ended up in the bank vault and the magnet ran away.
That is true.
As Flynn said, the giant
magnet. And he's like, where am I? I can't see. And then they open up the vault and he has like money in his hands.
Ooh.
like seriously, where am I? You're picking up money. Come on now. He's like,
You could remember.
He's a retard. I forgot.
He went over this.
I forgot. Oh, goodness. And then he ends up back in jail.
Poor Ziggy.
And they want to beat him up again.
And for more flashbacks.
Yes, this is... Oh, I'm sorry, sorry.
Dun-dun! Dun-dun!
Oh my gosh, seriously? That was not needed. At all. at all. I'm just like, really? It's not that deep. It's just play the episode. Now it's just like, oh, yes, we're going to be all deep now because we're going back into his history. Blah, 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 dun, dun. I'm like, shut up.
And then
this is not Law and Order.
And then they went to the moment that everybody's talking about still, the Jungle Karma pizza.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
Yes. That's another big quote-unquote controversy, because this really isn't a controversy when you just think simply.
Yes, only stupid people are turning it into a controversy.
You know, they're like, ooh, well, that if Jungle Karma Pizza, they're going there, then that means that they're in this blah, 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 because that makes sense.
Folks, it's in the future. RJ's dead. Sorry.
Yeah, seriously, like, they've never heard of a chain. Like, I don't understand. Like, really, there's not just one McDonald's. There's not just one Gap. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
So is Starbucks.
You think these places just all sprouted up overnight? Oh, yeah. There were no McDonald's yesterday, but now there's a few hundred of them or whatever, you know? It doesn't happen that way.
It's like, seriously. And I don't understand why people want to put RPM before SPD. Why? Does that make any sense to you? Like, I don't get, like, it just, why have all these convoluted theories about how RPM could have been before SPD when it doesn't make any sense? How are you going to have an apocalyptic meltdown and then be like, oh, okay, we're all back together now because blah, 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 SPD, blah, 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 nothing happened.
People don't want to think ahead. SPD was the only season that's in the future. You know, they gave it a specific date, so they want to pigeonhole everything before that date in order, year after year. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
They give you ideas when the time frame is, and you stick it where it goes. You don't just try to cram in wherever you want to.
Yeah.
No, I think the whole timeline thing stopped at Dino Thunder, where that one was one after the other after the other after the other. So.
Well, we know where everything goes.
It's I mean, except for Time Force, because I was putting in like 3,000 years, you know.
True.
But, yeah.
But, I mean, we were getting exact years here. It's not, you know, RPM is the only season we don't really have an exact year on, but if you think, you can pretty much peg at least a general time frame. And it's obvious it happens probably about, I'd say, about 100 years after SPD, give or take.
Possibly.
Thereabouts. And yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any, I mean, seriously, like, there's 2009, and then you have 2020 or 2025 or whatever they want to figure out what it is, because they, Bruce and Kid Greg couldn't even figure it out between themselves.
Yeah,
so.
Have to be 25 for Bridge to be old enough.
Oh, 2025. Okay, yeah, okay. So, 2025, right? So, you know, why on earth would you want to put, like, some apocalyptic crap in between 15 years? That makes no sense. Or not even 15.
It doesn't.
15? Yeah, or 20, rather. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Over the span of 15, 16 years, all of a sudden the entire world goes to hell, gets better, and gets completely fixed and repopulated, and a bunch of aliens come.
Exactly.
Not gonna happen.
But didn't you know that the aliens came to help out rebuilding it? Didn't you know
yeah,
that?
Sure. Yeah, that's why Babu came, yeah. I don't know.
You know, they're very advanced people so that they can speed up the process of rehabilitation. Just saying.
Yeah, and besides, I mean, wouldn't that mean that all these Rangers in SPD were kids when this crazy apocalyptic future happened?
Of course.
They never even mention it?
Right.
Yeah.
Of course not. I mean, they're not sick or anything. No, you know why? You know what? They really got their little, their mutation, whatever, not from their parents. Oh, no. It was from the apocalyptic radiation. That's where it was from. Yes. That's where they got their parents.
Is that why Jack's parents are white?
Yes, actually, okay. That's quite the truth. I mean, I don't understand how anybody could see it any other way.
Well, it's like the old saying is that if it looks like a horse and it sounds like a horse, don't say zebra. Go, whatever is obvious is usually the right answer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course.
You don't have to go convoluted, just make something fit. And the people on the board are talking about, like, this is a great idea, except, you know, you have to forget all these other things actually happened.
I don't understand.
And it's not a good idea.
Is that a good idea?
By definition, it's not a good idea if you have to negate other things that actually happened.
Exactly.
You don't get to pick and choose what actually happened. If you pick and choose what actually happened, go write an SE fanfic.
I really love it how there is a theory that any show or season that Doug or Judd Lynn were the head of is in continuity, and everything else is not. Just forget it. It doesn't count. It doesn't exist, because none of the other producers from any of those other seasons worked on the show. I mean, you don't have to count them either. You know, because they don't know anything.
All 17 seasons are in continuity because they all say Power Rangers. End of.
You know? And well, I just...
Season to remember. Jesus.
Yeah, well, that actually happened.
It actually happened.
Yeah,
it did. And many people are like, it's not in continuity. I'm like, well, how is it not? They really don't give any simple answer whatsoever.
I mean, unless you really want to jump on the bandwagon that everything that's happening in RPM is in Bizarro World, then, you know, then freaking
out. Guys, it's freaking like Power Rangers. Jesus.
I don't like this season, so it didn't happen. I only, you know, only the only stuff that happens is the stuff that I like.
Yeah, it's kind of
exactly.
Retarded. It's kind of retarded. I mean, it's like, and the thing about it, the point that people keep on bringing up is that it's not as if previous seasons don't really fit. Like, it's not like it goes against everything that Power Rangers has done in the past. It fits in the continuity. It's not like, oh, well, they just totally, like, messed up everything. No, I mean, and there's only rare occasions where shows just be like, okay, well, that just goes against totally what the previous season did. Like, completely, you know? But that hasn't happened at all, you know? Yeah. Each team has kind of been kind of separate and doing their own thing, and they're, you know, they're all intertwining occasionally with some little reference here and there. But that's it. The end.
You know, what?
Mystagrita.
They had the 15th anniversary, and you know what? That right there, it put all those seasons together. They all are in continuity with each other.
Well,
right
so
there.
Did
all,
Mystagrita.
That's all you need. Like, Jungle Karma Pizza, bam, all of a sudden, it's in continuity. That's all you need. You don't need, right there. That's the only reference you need. Stuff like that is perfectly fine. It doesn't cause a bunch of controversy unless you're stupid and want to try to, like, people, you know, just like how people were like, oh my god, Tori said that Power Rangers were comic books. That must mean Ninja Storm's non-continuity. Screw off.
Well, technically, Ninja Storm was supposed to be a totally different continuity.
I will hit you.
No, that's what was said.
By whom?
Then Dino Thunder happened.
No, by whom, though?
Yeah, who said that?
God, I can't remember. If it doesn't start with D and ends in UGG.
I thought it was Doug. Seriously.
I don't know.
I don't think so. No,
I don't know. If anybody can figure this out, please.
I don't think so, because the stuff that I've heard is that they wanted to put Ninja Storm in more continuity, and it just didn't get to happen or whatever.
Yeah, it was just a throwaway line that didn't mean anything when they wrote it, and people took it like it was some whole big F-Continuity thing.
So what if they thought it was Rangers were comic books? Maybe they lived clear across the country, or, hello, they were ninjas. They had no access to outside info?
I don't know. It's pretty obvious that Power Rangers are pretty much localized to their own city. You don't ever see them going to different cities to fix problems.
Right.
I mean, to other people, Power Rangers might just be like an urban, like Bigfoot, you know, where they just where they've never seen it, so they don't know.
Sasquatch.
I mean, just to say that these little things, everybody takes everything so damn literal.
I know.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I effing hate the fan base. Get them all.
Jeremy, impending past, hello.
But but no, I guess the only good thing that comes out of these conversations is that people are having conversations.
Yeah, I'm glad people are talking. At least it's nice, because we've had 3 or 4 years in a row now where people just didn't even want to talk about it. They just said, oh, this episode sucks, these characters suck, whatever, next episode. At least people are talking.
Well, sure, even in the off season. Stupid. Oh god.
Yeah. The conversations are mostly stupid, but at least there's conversations. Take what you can get. After the last 3 or 4 years, take what you can get.
You know, so I mean that's great. And like every episode discussion, across the boards, and not just Ranger Board, but like people have been actively like, okay, commenting, you know, people are like, look, I've been lurking for like the past how long, and I just had to come out and say da 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 da, and people are like actually being more active about it, and that's good, seriously. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's not much of a consensus about many things, but one thing is for sure, that's that RPM has gotten people energized about, you know, while actually like watching the show again, so that's good.
Definitely us, though. I mean, God.
Ugh. Yeah, seriously. Like, dude. Really? We haven't done... I went back to listen to the stuff. We recorded about Jungle Fury. We recorded about the premiere. And we recorded about the finale. Nothing else.
Yeah.
And I didn't even put those out because, like, I don't know what happened. But it was probably, like, around the Aeson time or whatever. But, like, seriously, I didn't even care to put them out because it was just so not worth it.
Right.
It was just so not worth
it. She was basically wasting our time, people.
That's right. Yep. She does it all the time.
I'll put it out one of these days just to, like, a little flashback. Like, you know, this is what we thought about how bored to tears we were. But, I mean,
how much
you know.
We up and hate Casey.
What?
How much we hate Casey.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Whiner Casey. You thought Connor was bad.
Connor was awesome. You don't even dare.
No, that's true. Connor,
I didn't mind Connor. I didn't mind him. I didn't love him. I didn't hate him. I didn't mind him, you know. So, but it just, Jungle Fury just, like, enraged me so. So I was just like, forget it. It's retarded. Well, I'm not going to. And then we had the Ace and stuff. I was like, I'd rather focus on that than freaking, you know, talk about something that I don't like. You know, now you actually find something that you like and you want to talk about. Please. I'm glad people are talking, even though some of the theories are kind of stupid. But I'm glad we can get back to that conversation about how, you know, some people are retarded. It's great. It's fabulous. Yeah. So back to Ranger Green, though. Ranger Green.
Yeah.
We were doing Ziggy flashbacks.
Ziggy flashbacks.
And then he went to the orphanage place.
Okay. This is the time frame that I want to get correct.
Okay.
The first flashback is that he's talking with Fresno Bob about stuff or whatever. And they're in, like, some underground whatever.
Yeah.
So at that point, that was when they were outside of Corinth because the Vengeance was attacking. And then on the television screen, they said that, okay, if you go to Corinth, if you want to, you know, flee for your life, go to Corinth. Yes. Okay.
First, Ziggy fails his driver's test and then go to Corinth.
Right. Okay. Then, in the next flashback, what happens? They're in Corinth, and what happens?
The next flashback is him trying to collect the money from the Jungle Karma Pizza with Benny. And then he goes to the orphanage.
And now how messed up that is. I mean, here's RJ starting up a wholesome, organic place. And then he spreads his chain across the United States. Or, you know, East Coast, West Coast, whatever. And then... Some of his chains are involved with the mob. That's just sad.
Yeah, but think about it. If the Rangers were helping him run the pizza place, maybe Casey was helping, and all of his relatives took over, and someone comes to shake him down for money, he'd be like, I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble. It's Casey's stupid gene pool giving him money.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Blame Casey. It's all his fault.
There you go.
Loving it. But then that would mean that Casey would end up with somebody and, like, procreate.
He could have... Oh, yeah, true. Well, no, you can, you know, put... You know, you can donate and they can put it in.
That is true, because, you know, he had to get some money. You know, he was down on his luck. He couldn't be, you know...
Yeah, gotta donate. Gay guys can still procreate. Keep it deep.
Idiot. So then they came from JKP, got their money, and then next flashback.
Again, I'll say it again, orphanage.
And then the orphanage.
Yes.
That's where
all the kids got the child gamma sickness, whatever that is.
Yeah, I know. They didn't even really explain what the gamma sickness was.
They all turned to the Hulk. That's what happens to everybody that gets gamma.
Yes.
Belted by gamma rays.
And
so they're all turning into the Hulk. Cool. Okay, whatever.
Gamma rays turned into the Hulk. Ain't he glamorous?
He's singing. Run for the hills.
Hey, can you believe they use that rhyme? Gamma rays with unglamorous? That doesn't rhyme. That was the theme song.
Whatever.
Oh, wow. And then, I do remember that the next flashback was that Fresno Bob was trusting Ziggy with a very special assignment.
Yes. And that's when we got introduced to all the crazy cartels.
Yes.
All the Carmen Sandiego-like cartels.
God.
And each one of them had to have a black guy. Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
The Southtown Sweet Tooths. With their bags of candy.
No. Oh, goodness.
And you see the one chick that had a girl? She was Asian.
No, that's right. True.
Oh, God.
True. So he trusts them with a very special thing, which is a truck full of medical equipment and all that other good stuff. Boxes, and he gets a flat, right?
Boxes with giant labels that just say medicine on them.
Yes.
Because that's what they look like in real life. They just
yes,
put
they do.
Medicine in big red letters on
boxes. That's right. Okay.
It's like the giant sacks with the dollar sign on them.
That is true. But look, you gotta play it up for television, man.
Ooh. And the boxes look very light.
Yes, they are, actually. They're very valuable because of the light density of the equipment. Yes. It is new technology in the next coming 1,000 years. It really is. You didn't know?
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know.
Okay, giant medicine boxes. Got it.
He gets a flat. He checks out what's in the back. Instead of checking to fix the flat, he checks out what's in the back.
He was looking in the back for a search.
Yeah, that's what...
True. And then he's like, interesting. Then there you're like, did he sell it on the black market? What did he do? But you knew orphanage, medicine, stuff. He's going to give it to them. And he gives it to them. Okay, this is my question right here.
Okay.
Why? Okay, if he's in the prison,
mm-hmm.
they're questioning him. Dylan, Summer... General awesomeness.
Yes.
Why did he not just tell them the truth?
Because he was afraid that they might go to the orphanage and confiscate it as evidence.
Which they?
The general and his people.
They would go to the orphanage and do what?
Confiscate it because it's illegal. They stole it. At the end of the day, they stole it.
But, I mean,
stolen merchandise. Even if you're using it for something nice, government would the police would recover it. They wouldn't just say,
Really? How wonderfully they recovered Fresno Bob? Really?
Yeah, but he's the mafia though, so they can, cause I mean, you never catch the mafia.
Right.
But no, it's like, Fresno Bob is like, okay, I'll tell you what I know.
They got Al Capone for tax evasion, not because of the mob stuff he did.
Say what?
They got Al Capone on tax evasion.
Thing about it is that none of the mob actually goes to the police like, look, okay, I'll tell you what I did. Okay, this is what I did. You know, I stole the stuff. I gave
that
it to the guy. Police,
Power Rangers.
Say what?
That was the Power Rangers, not the police. They were the ones talking to him.
Yeah, but then he goes back to the general.
Yep, it's all very shady, okay? The mob is very shady.
Oh my goodness, what I'm saying is that knowing that it is Power Rangers and knowing that it is for the children, if Ziggy just straight up said, look, this is what I did it because of this, and these kids are sick, and if you take it away from them, they'll die. I don't think they would, they would probably confiscate the stolen goods, but then they would probably try to help out the sick children. You know what I'm saying? I think he just put himself into a corner. Just to put himself into a corner.
Yeah, probably. A little bit. Yeah, I'm not going to deny that. But it still makes sense. I mean, I don't think it's anything.
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
I don't think
it's really questioned too much. I mean, remember, after that is when
they confiscate his morpher. Like, we're going to take the morpher away from him. So you're not going to have a ranger because it already bonded with him.
Well, yeah. Because they don't want to use him using the powers for evil.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to... We've already had an evil Green Ranger. Okay? Don't eat another one. Don't eat another one. First one wasn't very good.
Actually, the first one was awesome.
Not very good at all.
First one was really awesome.
Crappy.
Really awesome. Sorry. It decked out the other two in their own Megazord. Awesomeness.
No way.
Okay. I didn't say he had an awesome voice. I just said he was awesome. Difference. But no, okay, no, I can see, yeah, he wouldn't want to, they would want to take it away from him because they didn't want him to use it for nefarious ways. Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'll give him that. I'll give him that. You know? It's just, I just.
Besides, how are you going to lock someone in jail that can teleport?
That is true. That is true.
He's kind of got to get out of jail free card if he has his morpher.
That is true. So you do have to take it away from him. Yeah, that is true. You do.
Ah.
You do. And then takes away from him. He's all like blah, blah, blah. And some people bring him some lunch, but it's not.
Yes, but it's the Asian guy. The Asian guy in a suit comes and brings him lunch and then captures him.
That's right. That is right.
How do you get away with that? You walk into a jail and you're Asian and they just let him go.
Well, you have to knock out the other guards.
Jail.
You have to knock. See, look, he's Asian because like he immediately knows martial arts, so he has to knock out the other guards and then
that's true.
Do his damage.
See those wily Asians? They just can't trust them.
God. Oh, geez.
Oh, they take him away. And then there's something happened before you see Ziggy with the other cartels. Something happened before that. Right? Benny went to.
And you see her crazy foot for the first. You can really see the crazy foot.
The crazy foot. I just don't understand why she let him in. Why did she let him in? Just leave.
So he'll stop
2 seconds.
Her?
Huh?
Because she's annoyed by him, so she just lets him in so he'll stop talking?
No, it's just... This is another thing of, like, they're trying to make a point, right? They wanted to make a point that she never leaves the place, ever. Yeah. Okay? But instead of using, like, logic, like, okay, why are you going to let some mobster in your, you know, your domain of where he can be like, okay, I'm going to kidnap you and do whatever I want to, just go outside, mother. And
she
talk to
probably
the dude.
Thinks
or not even go outside, just talk to him via the intercom or whatever.
Because he was distracting her. She was playing with her keyboard.
I don't know. It just made no sense for him to come inside. It just didn't make any sense. Just say what
I think you're overreacting.
Yeah. No, I mean, it didn't make any sense I'm not going to go outside. I never leave. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's some crazy story with Dr. K. White. Like, they actually talk about the foot. It's a pretty interesting story. Where, like, maybe she wants to, like, do stuff, but she physically isn't able to. And that's why she's a recluse. But there could be a cool story there.
I hope so.
So maybe
you know what? You know, three times a charm. If we see the crazy foot again... Like, clearly?
Dude, it doesn't get any clearer than this episode.
No, I'm not saying, like, I mean,
she means
visually,
future clearly. Reference.
I know, but I kind of upchucked a little there when I saw the foot.
You're an idiot.
I'd rather see a close-up of Zach's hand.
No. You know what? No, what I'm saying is, if there's a, not like a medium shot, like, you know, chest up, like a full long shot, if there's like another full long shot of her just standing there, looking like whatever, then I'm like, okay, maybe there'll be something coming up in Dr. K where she's like all debilitated and, you know, this is her only way to help humanity.
And then they show Ziggy escaping the city, and they tell us that Benny helped him escape the city, and Ziggy's wearing his suit when he escapes the city, so it all goes together. Very nice, neat little package.
But why did he come back? Because he's gonna die?
Yeah, because what are you gonna do out there? Get killed by robots?
Gonna die.
I'd rather go into the city and take my chance trying to hide from the mob than just try to hide in the wilderness when
he's
you have
gonna die.
Yes. You gotta get the broody loner guy. You gotta bring him with you.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. So yeah, I did like that part. I really did. I really did that, you know, you can see that, okay, planting the seeds here and there, all comes back together, you know? And then Dr. K's all feeling all sorry and blah, blah, blah. And Ziggy's all with the five cartels. And Friendzone Bob is going to be like, you'll never do that again. Pats him on the back. And then all of a sudden, Harry Potter comes in.
Yes. The crazy Harry Potter thing. And she was all, I got my naked gun.
Oh, my goodness. Like, and what does she roll on to? Like, she's like, I'm swooping in Harry Potter style, like, with a gun. I don't understand. I don't know. That was some crazy getup. I don't know. I don't know.
That maybe she was covering herself from sunlight. She doesn't like sunlight, so she had to wear a crazy robe.
Uh-huh.
She's a vampire.
She's a vampire.
Like Chad
she's
the werewolf. Vampire. She's a vampire.
Chad the werewolf.
Chad's a werewolf. Dr. K's a vampire.
I'm glad we got that. I'm glad we got that covered.
There you go. Did.
So, you know, she blasts people. And then, you know, I don't know what's up with the whole, you know, seeing people in boxes. I'm just like, I don't need to see Asian dude in boxes. That's just me.
Yeah, she didn't even zap the Asian chick. Come on.
So, I mean, she blasts them, They run out, you know, and Crazy Foot and all just run out. And, you know, she's all like, well, you're going to have to use your little operational Series Black, or not Series Black, Series Green. What do they call them? Crap.
Ranger Series Green.
Ranger Series Green. Yes. So, but yeah, so she's like, well, you're going to need this and da-da-da-da. And, you know, and then they go and they, you know, join up together, kick butt. Yay. Story's over.
Yes. Fish arm.
Oh, yeah, the fish arm. That is true. The fish arm. What was Flynn's line that I, again, did not understand?
He said it threw off the whole primary color balance.
That was funny as heck.
All I heard was, you put on primary colors. That's all I heard. That's all I heard.
Yeah. Oh, it gets so much worse as it goes on with the Zords. Oh, it gets so much worse.
Oh, why? I can't wait.
Because of the way they combine, it's the sheer number of them, and the ways they combine.
Oh man!
You name any possible combination, and they do it. Oh, they do it.
Oh, this is gonna be great.
Oh, but somebody did point out that on one of the monitors in the background, you saw the jumbo whale.
The what?
The ninth Zord. It's a jumbo jet that's a whale.
Oh, okay.
Jump whale.
Yeah, people keep pointing out this thing, and I'm like, what are you... All I see is blur. I have no idea what people are
saying. He's got a little captain's hat, and he says, attention!
Oh, okay.
Attention, please!
Okay. That's great.
Because, like, in this one, you saw, like, in the opening credits, you saw the orange one. You know, the second Megazord.
Uh-huh.
It's orange, and it's got the black and green are its two arms.
Okay.
Third Megazord is basically like that, but the whale is the body, and then gold and silver Zords are the arms.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm gonna pretend I understood everything.
They're broken. There's 12 Zords, and they're broken into groups of three.
Oh, okay.
Basically. Which is why there's a combination of the three, then there's a combination of all six together, then one of all nine, and then finally one of all 12.
Yeah, this is too many.
Yes, there is.
Too many.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, but then what was the last thing that happened in this episode though? The last thing.
He tried to teleport again, and he was like, "You're my friend."
Oh yeah, you're my friend. You know, you're my friend.
You went outside.
You went outside for me.
Doesn't count because we're in a dome.
Doesn't count. We're in a dome. Dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Hate. Oh my gosh, I'm so over it. Over it.
Dun.
See, I said that after the first episode. I said, okay, that was kind of cool for one episode, but you're going to not have to need to do it in every single one.
You know what? I didn't mind it too badly at the end of every one because I knew it was coming. The Ranger Green, dun-dun! No, that was not
I told you it was going to bother you eventually.
I mean, seriously, like, everything is going to have a dun-dun. Mm-hmm. This is not Law and Order. Like, seriously, there's only one show that can be, and that's Law and Order.
What if every episode of RPM starts with them finding a dead body? And can they do Dun Dun?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. So let's rate the episode then.
Okay, I will go with a 4.
What?
Because I really did, I enjoyed pretty much everything I saw, but this episode was really, really rushed with all those flashbacks.
Yes.
I understood everything that happened, but it just felt like it was just coming so, so fast, quick.
What?
And quick. I think they could have done it. They could make every single one of these Ranger Color episodes a two-parter. They really could have. With Yellow, they could have made this. I mean, I've had my share of Ziggy. I think after this episode, we can calm down the Ziggy for a while. Plenty of Ziggy. Not that I don't like the guy. Plenty of Ziggy, but it was really, really rushed.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know.
They just really hit you with the flashback, one after another, after another, after another. But I do want to make a note that I did really enjoy the fights. Very good fighting this episode. Very few explosions, even when they were fighting the monster. And I like that. The fewer explosions, the better.
Yeah.
But yes.
Katie, you go. You go.
God. Yeah, I give it a 4 too. It was rushed. And at times, I didn't realize it was flashbacks until like the middle of the episode. I'm like, oh, wait, those were flashbacks. Okay. Because it didn't make sense for a bit.
What?
I don't know. Maybe it was me.
Yeah, that was you.
Might have been me.
I'm sorry.
God, you get
I'm
with
you on the rating, but
suck.
That was you.
You suck. But, no, I give it a 4. I don't think it was perfect.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, snap. Yeah, I give it a 4, too. But I really didn't think it was rushed. I think that, in fact, I mean, there were certain parts that were kind of like, okay, why didn't they do that? Why didn't they do that? That's why I give it a 4, but I didn't think it was rushed. I thought that it just seemed as if that there was a dire need to get some answers, you know, and it did it interwovenly well, and that I liked. I liked the flashbacks. I liked they got to the point, okay, this is what he did for this, boom, 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 you understood why, this, you know, not some melodramatic crap that they were done on in space, and please. Please, I don't need a 16-parter about how Andros is like fiending for her sister. I don't need that. I don't need that. So,
I got one more thing. I was also a little bummed out by the fact that so far this show has been really good at like introducing a concept and then not delivering on what they introduced for a couple episodes to build it up. But then in this episode, the very first thing basically she says is, "I don't like to go outside," and then at the very end of the episode, "Oh, I'm going to go outside." I thought they introduced a really interesting character point, and then they just delivered on it by the end of the episode. I thought that was a little fast. Oh, there, more of the rushing right there.
Well, I don't know. I think, again, with the dire need of the situation, it was just like, okay, well, I could either, you know, still be douchey, or like, do the right thing. You know, not to quote Spike Lee.
You could have sent Dylan and his "All I Do Is Fight Robots." Send him to it. I don't know.
Well, because you know why I didn't? Because I didn't mind because like she was douchey before the episode. Like she just been so that. And then as soon as you see her as a human being, now you see her having more human emotion instead of being all like, you know, which
right,
so that's
right.
Why I didn't mind.
Yeah, I got no problem with everything that happened. I just think that they just did it too early. It's not the actual things that happened. It was just it happened too early for me.
Okay. Well,
I have higher expectations for this show because it's good.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's why. I think there's certain things that I am willing to forgive a little bit. Certain things. You know, so like in any other season that is, you know, subpar to this one, I would have been like, yeah, that was rushed, blah, 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 blah. You know, but knowing that this season has been quite well, good so far, you know, it's, I feel like they do have a pace and there's a reason why they have a certain pace. I think that's what it is. So yeah. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
But it still gets a 4. It does. Because there were certain things I'm like, what? Who? What? So it gets a 4. It's a 4.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, we've had 6 episodes and I've given every single one of them a 4 or 5, so.
Right.
Can't complain. I gave the first 3 a 4, the second 2 a 5, and then this one a 4 again.
I gave two of them a 3.
Yeah, well,
but like I didn't Shut up. I get to them as three, but it's not like three as in like, and three is being forgiving or generous. I don't know how to phrase that, because like, it's not as if it was a bad episode. You know what I'm saying? It was not horrible. It was just my least favorite that I've seen so far. But the whole season has been like, you know, pretty good. So, right. So far. But it's only episode 6. I'm still waiting for the mid-season where everything goes awry usually. You know?
Mid-season. You get 12 more episodes of hotness and then it all comes crashing down.
Yeah. We'll see though.
I'm sorry. I got to be someone on the board that acts like, you know, this is the second coming of Christ that Judd's taking over. Oh God, he's so great.
Actually, we got a correction. I keep forgetting to bring it up, but that Judd Lynn didn't. What did he do? You know what? I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna read it, and I'm not going to pretend I know it off the top of my head.
Yeah, you see, it's stuff like this where I feel good being a Power Ranger fan where I am. Because I know there's so many crazy people out there that know which people wrote every single episode and who worked on which seasons at what times. And I'm just like, I don't know at all. You know?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not crazy obsessive like that.
Well, I'm on the fence because, you know, you need people that actually do know stuff.
I just don't want to be one of those people that watches an episode, sees who writes it at the beginning, and then has expectations.
Oh.
God, they wrote this episode and that one other episode all those seasons ago, so I hope it's gonna be like this.
Oh, well, yeah, no, that's just...
Whatever.
No, that's just, no. That I don't do. Because, you know, people are gonna have their good and bad days. Alright, this is... Wow, he wrote a lot. Okay. PRX wrote a whole ton.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Judd Lynn was involved with Power Rangers from the beginning. He started as a production manager during NPR. He wrote episodes as early as season 2. He became the story editor mid-Turbo.
Is he Ray Rocky just wants to have fun?
Oh my goodness. And he had the job till Time Force. He wrote most of the episodes during that period with Jackie. During what period? I'm guessing Time Force period with Jackie. But he wasn't a showrunner. That was Jonathan, whatever that last name is. I heard it's Zakor, whatever it is.
I thought it was like Zazor, or something like that.
Just Zazor. Sounds like one of the monster names.
You don't pronounce the T.
Sounds like one of those monster names. Let me see. All right. So I think that's what that is. He wasn't really the head. Like, he wasn't a Bruce. He was like the second one under Bruce.
Kind of like a
Greg. He was a Greg.
Ooh, a Greg.
Mm.
So, and I'm going to look this up on IMDb just in case, because sometimes they actually get stuff right.
See, and I bet you I wouldn't even know who Greg was if I didn't meet him. I would have even known that he came through SPD.
No, but like certain things I don't know. Like when you see a whole bunch of executive producers, like they all have the title of executive producer, but they all do different things. Like Koichi is the executive producer of the action, and Greg at the time was the executive producer of all the props and crap, and you know Bruce was the executive producer of like you know blah, blah I have money, so. You know, I mean, and then, like, there's producers under them who do different things. Like, back in early MMPR, you know, Tony Oliver was the ADR guy, but his title was producer. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you never really know unless you either A, meet them, or, you know, B, read stuff that other people have, like, stalked these people to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, helps me, because I don't have to stalk them. All right, so Judd Lynn was the co-producer from Power Rangers Time Force, Lightspeed Rescue, Lost Galaxy, Power Rangers in Space.
Yeah, see, for me, he's batting 500 then. I like two of those seasons. I hated the other two.
So, but he was the co-producer. He wasn't the executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is his first executive producing job.
Right. Which, it still makes me wonder, even if he was just co-producing those seasons, what about that track record makes people say, oh my God, he's going to do an amazing job.
Because I think people were hearing about the struggles that him and Zakur, whatever his name is, were having about what kind of writing direction they wanted to go in. I think that's what I've heard and what I've read in the past. And so it's kind of like a Bruce Gregg kind of thing. Like now everybody thinks that everything Bruce touches, everything Gregg touches was like gold, and he was the reason that SVD didn't really suck or whatever and blah, 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 blah. So I guess they're trying to, they look
right, at... Right, but they have no proof. They're just assuming, right?
Well, assuming like...
Well, because if you've never seen the guy do their role before where he's the main guy in charge, what automatically tells you he's going to do well? You have no real track record to say, oh, okay, he's going to do good.
Unless the track record is the episodes that he did write, which he did. He was a writer.
Right. I'm sure the guy can do well. I just haven't seen anything that truly convinces me either way. Like, I should think he's going to do great or he's going to do bad.
Correct.
I don't know why people are just... I mean, maybe people just want false hope because they... are so desperate for RPM to continue to be awesome after the old guy's gone.
Yeah. I can see where people are like, but I was reading some stuff on the Starpoint's Ranger cast. Like, you know, there's this ongoing Q&A with Dylan. I forgot the actor's name. Dylan's not actually on the site answering the questions, but like people would ask questions, and the guy who runs RangerCast would send him off the questions and he would answer them. Anywho, So one of the things was that, you know, anytime that people would ask about, you know, what you think about Judd Lynn now, and blah, 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 whatever, it'd be like, in a sense, it was like, you know, we really lost a great guy being Eddie. We really lost a great guy. We lost a great writer, a great friend, blah, blah, blah. And you know, and in the sense of like, they're not really happy with the direction in which the show is going now or something like right. that. And I'm just like, okay, that doesn't give me hope. I'm not saying that what we would like, what they like and we like are going to be the same or whatever, right. But.
Well, I will say in defense, they must have worked with Eddie for what, like 6 months or so. I think you'd be mad about any change.
Exactly. I think you'll be a little bit biased in any regard.
Right.
You know, so half of me is saying that, and then another half of me is saying...
Yeah, I mean, if you spend that much time with somebody every single day for, like, 6 months, you're going to build up a relationship outside of just employee and employer, and you're going to... You don't want to see them canned.
Right.
So, right. Yeah. But... Hey, at least it's interesting and we actually give a crap.
Oh, goodness. Let me see, what was the other stuff that... Because he wrote a lot of crap. Okay, all this...
Rocky just wants to have fun, yeah.
Say what?
Check for Rocky just wants to have fun. Who wrote that? Who wrote it?
Oh, you're a retard. Okay, let me see.
Who wrote it?
You are a retard. Let's see, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers... Rocky just wants to have fun. Written by Mark Hoffmeyer.
Mark Hoffmeyer is a genius.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know what? That'll be our next interview. You track down Mark Hoffmeyer.
Okay.
And you interview him and see and ask why Rocky Just Wants to Have Fun is the greatest episode of all time.
And who wrote Trouble by the Slice?
It's Mark Hoffmeyer.
It better be.
Oh, wow.
If it is, then that's going to be awesome.
See, Trouble.
Read his penis.
Written by, drumroll please. Juggling.
Yes!
Oh!
He's going to save RPM.
Which one was this? Trouble by the Slice?
Yes, he's going to save RPM. I have faith now.
Lisa.
He's here Rita's to toss Rita. Your salad.
Rita.
Is a giant monster attacking the abandoned warehouse district? Are you unsure if that spandex makes you look fat? Are you tired of having routine trips to the mall interrupted by giant walking bone monsters? Then we've got the show for you. RangerCast, the most more phenomenal podcast on the web. You've got news, reviews, interviews, and mindless rants about hot topics in Power Rangers, Sentai, Tokusatsu, and more. Visit us online at rangecast.net or find us on iTunes. See you there.
It's taking her so long. Or did she leave?
Say what? What happened?
I'm just saying, what's taking you so long, or did you leave?
No, Mom called again.
Oh, I thought you
did leave.
Looking for
something. Thanks. It's like, you don't know when I left. Oh. So yeah, Jed Lin wrote your second favorite episode ever.
He did.
Any other episode that you want to look up? You know, just to, you know, as you know, you're rolling the die, might as well, you know, go for three.
Oh, boy, there are so many good ones.
I want to look up who wrote
Fighting Rigipita. Spirit.
That was Jackie.
Oh, it was Jackie? Oh.
Yeah. Let me see. Rita's Pita. Let me look that up. Rita's Pita, the greatest episode. No, second dude. Greatest episode ever.
Dude, if it was Jackie.
Rita's Pita. Let's see. Rita's Pita. Drum roll, please. Jackie Marshall!
You're kidding.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
She's a genius. She's a pure genius. That's all I gotta say. And then I gotta look up one more of my favorites. Another Song and Dance.
Oh, jeez.
Another Song and Dance. The greatest episode ever.
That was the greatest episode ever. I cannot watch it again.
I don't even know this dude. Who's Brett D. Bourne? What the heck? Brett D. Bourne, whoever you are.
Brett D. sucks. I don't care.
Brett D. Bourne, you are the greatest writer of all time.
Talk about my guy and his
documentary. Mark Hoffmeyer?
Mark Hoffmeyer.
But now you have faith in Judd Lynn now.
Yes. Everything is better now.
Oh my goodness. Oh goodness gracious. Loving it. Loving it. Douglas Sloan. Jackie Marchand. Stuart St. John. Random. I'm looking through Zio and who wrote different stuff in Zio.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, that is the greatest season ever. Brett D. Bourne. No. Oh, no, don't even... No.
Second.
What was the first?
Day.
Dino Thunder is the first. What, are you trying to push one out?
I'm mocking you. So we're saying, Jack, come on. Like, come on. Really? No, Donathan's not the greatest.
It really is.
It really isn't. It
really is.
I mean, it's up there, but it's not the greatest. I mean...
It's the only season I can watch every single episode in a row and not get bored.
That's Zio! No, Zio is like...
Zio's close, but Zio makes me want to pull my hair out whenever we get to Tommy and his Native Americanness.
Okay, you know what? That is some great... Great stuff right there. Why you gotta be racist? Just saying. What is wrong? Is this Buzz Aldrin and Charlotte? I always
Buzz
wanted
Aldrin,
to know.
He went to the moon.
Say what?
Buzz Aldrin went to the moon.
But not Aldrin. It's Aldrin. Oh. That, yeah. I never understood. I always saw that on the credits, and it was like always in little. Not in like, you know, regular capital, you know, capitalize the first letter of the names, but it was like always like lowercase. I'm like, what, who are these people? So that was weird, but I'm telling you, these people wrote the greatest season ever. Just saying.
Second.
Greatest season ever. I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Okay. So I think we're done.
Yeah.
We're done. What's the next episode? Next episode is Ranger Red.
Ranger D-Bag.
Ranger Explaining of the D. Can't wait. I really can't wait. I seriously, I hope that this is... Because he's going to have to deal with something with his brother. And it's going to be good times.
We hope.
It's going to be good times. Come on.
Ziggy
was good times.
I'm tired of people saying, I watched the episode earlier on YouTube or at 5 in the morning, and I don't like the fact that I can't discuss it until 1. You know what? It's 12:30 is when it's supposed to be on for most people. That's when we watch it.
You mean that's when people... 1 o'clock is when people talk about it.
Yeah. That's when we watch it. That's when they talk about it. Oh no, it's on early in your area? Record it. Watch it when we do.
Yeah,
not
I do.
You watched it early, and we should have to open up the discussion thread just for you.
But anywho.
Stupid people.
Weird. You know what?
Hey, I got this episode early. I'm going to complain about it.
Not many people complain about it.
Yeah, we can all suck a big throbber.
Or Richard.
I said big throbber.
Oh. I thought you said big Robert. I'm like, that's not... Yeah.
A robber.
So, on that... No, not on that note. That sucks.
Yeah, on that note. On the big throbber note.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm... Bye. Good night. Good night.
We did that a lot faster than I thought we would.
Say what?
We did that faster than I thought we would for two episodes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because, I mean, Handshake was really just about the hand, and it was groping Scott all the time. That was really what it was. You know? Like,
get himself a piece of that chocolate.
Basically. Break me off a piece. Oh. Break me off a piece of that funk. See, that's
so
what
so what's the title of this episode, then?
Ooh. Ooh. I don't
know. Captain Smoothie again?
No. Captain Smoothie Part 2. No.
Flynn made a Captain Smoothie.
No. What did Flynn say this time? Odin's what?
Odin's beard. For the love of Odin.
For the love of Odin's beard.
Yes. For the love of Odin's beard.
That is true.
Can we just say, RPM happened after SPD?
No. I don't think... No. Oh, goodness. You know, yeah, and we don't want anything about groping Scott. That's, no, not really. Not what, really.
It's a good title.
I don't know. Don't.
Oh, the woman behind the curtain.
The women?
What?
Yeah, the woman behind the curtain. You know, the man behind the curtain.
Oh, Clubfoot.
Yeah, no. There you go. Clubfoot.
Dr. Clubfoot.
And Dr. Clubfoot with a K.
Yes. Dr. Clubfoot. Talk about Dr. Clubfoot.
Wow.
There we go. Good night, guys.
Night.
Big things popping, little things stopping.
I hate you so much.